Welcome back to Eye on Digital Marketing. I'm your host, Chuck Forbes, Manager of Client Engagement. I'm joined again today by a very frequent guest of the podcast, Max Braglia. Max, I don't know, you know, if your personal social media or your personal brand is blowing up from being on this podcast so much, but I hope you don't start charging us for your appearances.
Hi, Chuck. Great to be here. Absolutely. Let me tell you, I've seen great engagement across the board, like in regards to this podcast and other stuff. So very excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
And Max, you're the Vice President of Interactive Advertising here at More Visibility. So when we talk about SEM paid campaigns, there's literally no one better. You lead the charge here in our organization and for your team. And for all our listeners out there, don't forget you can follow us on social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, at More Visibility. If you have an Alexa device, you can also just say, Alexa, open Eye on Digital Marketing, and the podcast will start playing right there. Or go to our website, check out the podcast, and sign up for our newsletter. Max, are you a Google or an Alexa guy? Do you have either one at home?
I have Alexa.
You have Alexa?
Yeah, I love Alexa. Really noticing that way more companies and more are adding Alexa skills to Alexa, and I think it's a great trend to see, right? Because there's plenty of opportunities there.
There is. Let's talk about opportunities today, specifically in LinkedIn. This is not the first time we've talked about LinkedIn as a platform, its capabilities, but as every platform does, they've rolled out with new features, some things maybe changing in the back end. And then I think overall, we're going to talk about a real shift, right, in what LinkedIn is trying to make its marketplace.
Yes.
I think LinkedIn has always been in the social network, social media conversation. But everyone knows LinkedIn's a little bit different in terms of what users are doing on there versus a Facebook or an Instagram. So let's start first with everyone who is on LinkedIn regularly has probably already noticed they have changed and updated their user reactions. So before, right, you can log on LinkedIn and just like a comment, like a post. Now you can like it, right? You can give it a heart, meaning I love it.
Yes.
They have the light bulb, which is like, oh, insightful or great idea. Very similar to what Facebook did maybe a couple years ago when they started that. And it's now segments out these users being able to say that they like something, but maybe in a little different way, right? And you can use those statistics to kind of then gauge, I think, deeper user reactions.
Yeah, that's true, Chuck. And let me tell you, I think this is a clear sign of where LinkedIn is going. When you think about it, like the fact that they are implementing and releasing new features to increase user engagement,
right,
it's a clear sign that they want users more engaged with the platform, with the, you know, with the purpose of really, I would say, expanding how much more time they're spending on the platform, how much more content they're using, and how much more of that content they're sharing with other people across the network.
Right.
So it's a good sign to see.
Yeah, and I would say, too, anyone who follows the advertising industry or digital marketing industry knows when a platform like LinkedIn follows suit with something that Facebook did a couple years ago. I would bet my bottom dollar that there's data and statistics that they know that that change for that platform worked. Let's roll out something like that on ours, right? You just don't go and do that without knowing it. There's going to be an after effect, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And as you recall now, Microsoft owns LinkedIn. So they really are putting a lot of resources, I would say technological resources. Software engineers are working on the platform to make it better, to make it more engaging. And it's all good news for advertisers who are like spending their dollars on that platform.
Another thing that I noticed recently from working on a couple client campaigns was the introduction, again, of view-through conversions. Mm-hmm. Now, we know view-through conversions is not anything new. It's not, you know, just released data metric. And those listening out there who run campaigns, you've probably heard of this, may know what it is or seen it in your reporting before. But it's interesting when a platform, especially a platform like LinkedIn, where a lot of companies go to run ads for their very specific targeting, I would say that you have more companies and more advertisements running on LinkedIn who are specifically looking for an ROI versus something like Facebook, where you know you may be a little bit more engagement focused. Mm-hmm. The specificity of the LinkedIn platform tells me if people are running serious advertising dollars on there, they're expecting an ROI. So then you have this view-through conversion model that comes in, and what we noticed a couple weeks ago is if you don't go in the back end of LinkedIn and really know what you're looking at and separate out your conversions from your leads, this and that, what could potentially happen is you're looking at a column that says conversions, and it's a little inflated because it's also measuring view-through conversions. So Max, let's start at a high level. Remind everybody, what in the world is a view-through conversion?
Yeah, that's a great point, Chuck. So first and foremost, view-through conversion means a user goes, sees an ad, does not click, does not take any action, but like the ad is clearly in his or her viewport when they're looking at the ad on their mobile device, for example. And then they happen to convert on the website in another way, let's say through a search or through whatever other way they're converting. Right. Now, LinkedIn is taking a little bit of credit for that conversion, I would say, in saying, hey, because of the fact that you saw this ad, you spent some seconds looking at this ad, then there's some value on this ad, and we want to take a little bit of credit for that, and we call it conversion, and that's, we call it view-through conversion.
Sure.
So it's important, I would say, because again, to your point, it helps to paint like the full picture of as far as what your advertising looks like.
Right.
Sometimes you are just 100% focused on the bottom line, meaning I want to see people clicking on my ad and converting right there. But if you work the strategy holistically, like we do here at More Visibility, you know that every channel helps every other channel.
Right.
So it's something at the same time that advertisers want to be aware of, so that they can really see what were the clicks that drove the conversions and what was the engagement, meaning what the view-through conversions look like, so that you can understand what is really driving click to conversion in LinkedIn, and at the same time, what is really driving, like I'm seeing the ad and then I'm going to convert in some other way. It's all good, like because again, like the way we like it is holistically, and I think it can help to paint a better picture. So like I welcome that change.
I like that, paint a better picture. And that's all fine and dandy. It's just very important, right, that you know what every metric means. Because maybe this is or isn't, you can tell me, the right way to think about view-through conversions. But ever since I've been working on campaigns with your team, I kind of look at view-through conversions every time it's brought up as like an extra layer that paints a broader scope, if you will, of the bigger picture. But it reminds me a lot of billboards. Like it really does, because I remember when I was in college learning about advertising, digital was kind of coming up, right? But if you put a billboard in Miami and then all of a sudden your sales in Miami rose 20% the month you put the billboard there, you necessarily can't always attribute that directly, but you know a million cars passed that billboard this month and your sales went up. That's a fact.
Absolutely.
So in some form or some way, that billboard, that's view-through conversions to me.
Absolutely.
And I think it's important that you tell, for us, you tell the client that, and I think it's important that the client knows what those are. They're not invaluable, but know that somewhere along the line, we think it assisted. But
yes,
there could also be, maybe not negatives, but other things can come of that, right? Because if you look at your view-through conversions and say, wow, I didn't know this many people were crossing this advertisement before they actually converted.
Yeah.
Maybe now you have a whole different opinion of that ad unit. Where before, if you're just looking at straight conversions and that ad unit gave you none, you may take it out of rotation.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So 100%. And it's the same trend that we're seeing like across other channels. Namely, Google, for example, is pushing out like advertiser to embrace non-last click attribution, a different model of attribution. And those are all attempts for those platforms to tell advertisers, hey, maybe there's something you're missing out if you're only going to report and look at the click to conversion. immediate conversion, then there might be something you're missing out. In the case of Google, it's like actually keyword and queries that you are, because you're looking at last click, you see no conversion, so you're like, oh, well, maybe this is not working, I'm going to pull them.
Right.
But then those keywords, those queries are helping the user to convert.
Yeah.
So I think that overall, across the board, for different channels, I think I consider this an improvement.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that I think, too, automatically go to the negative side when they hear about a big brand doing something like this. I think the first statement out of a lot of people's mouths is, oh, it's just LinkedIn trying to get more credit. So if you don't find out, they'll boost their credibility and you think so many leads are coming through, blah. Don't let them do that to you, right? That's you not knowing your data,
exactly.
Right? I mean,
exactly.
If LinkedIn, for example, because we're talking about LinkedIn, if they pull the wool over your eyes because you didn't know view-through conversions was included in your data points, is that really LinkedIn trying to get more credit, or is that you not really assessing your data properly?
Absolutely. Chuck, I like what you said. Know your data. That's really it. If you know your data, you know the value of a view-through conversion, you know the value of a click-to-conversion, and you know what you're doing as long as you are able to segment that data and know it.
Yep. So let's talk a little bit now about the audience of LinkedIn and what is kind of happening with what we start to see and what we feel and think is this shift. And you touched on it when we talked about the user reactions. LinkedIn, historically, yes, it's a social media platform. Historically, when we talk about advertising and we have a client or a prospect or anyone in the room, we go through Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, maybe a few others, but you got three or four main players. But I think we can all agree LinkedIn, if I were to describe it to you as a professional social network, you would think about that a little bit differently than the term social media, because people are social on there. But historically, it has been all about business for the most part and been very, very professional. And now we're in this shift, if you will, where LinkedIn starts to roll out different user reactions. Mm-hmm. They have now different ad units that more promote video and engagement, and they're showing you more things with the data. So they're beginning to shift towards a platform. Maybe Facebook is the best reference to use, but the people on there are still in a professional network of some sort. So, Max, from your eyes, because you know this is going to be something that keeps evolving over the next 2, 3, 5 years, is LinkedIn heading in a trend where it's going to become more socially acceptable on that platform to share more things that aren't directly related to business?
Let me tell you a story. In our campaigns in LinkedIn for B2B, up until recently, during the weekend, we used to shut down the campaigns.
Really?
Because yes, and it's interesting, right? So like for many efforts that we run, right, for B2B, we shut down the campaigns because after seeing that there was almost no traffic and no conversion.
Mm-hmm.
So this, in the past, led us to believe that users were spending time in LinkedIn only during business hours, only purely in sort of a business mindset.
Right.
But what has changed with all these innovations that you just shared, such as the likes, the reaction, making the feed more of an engagement type of platform with more content, what we are seeing now is that throughout all these changes, the mindset and the time spent on the platform has changed. So now for B2B, we are getting, for example, the same amount of conversions and traffic and qualified traffic during the weekends as well as during the week. This tells us that now people are considering LinkedIn more of a social platform in the same way as they do for Facebook, Instagram, you name it. It's just the fact that those people are into business. And let me tell you, that tells us also that they might even be more qualified.
Yeah.
Because I know people, I'm one of them. If I go during the weekend, I have a bunch of friends, they go to Instagram, they go to Facebook, I go to LinkedIn.
Right.
I like to read stuff, I'm just a type of personality. And I'm not the only one. You know, other people do that, or at least they spend a considerable amount of time on the weekends on LinkedIn, and I know that they used not to do that. So yeah. It's really, really a good trend to see that, like, things are changing. So something important to consider B2B. I think that we are more of a, I would say, 24/7, like, hooked with all, like, the social media network, and right. LinkedIn is just another component of it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think even 3-4 years ago, LinkedIn was where you went and updated your profile if you're looking for a job.
Yeah.
And LinkedIn was where you went if you had a job and you're trying to expand your network and get sales. Like, that was it.
Absolutely.
I never went to LinkedIn to said, let me brush up what's going on in the advertising industry. I certainly do that now on the weekends. And even, you know, more interesting too, you see on Facebook and Instagram, users or influencers really, really building their brand on Facebook and Instagram. What you've noticed the past year
exactly.
is people building a personal brand on LinkedIn,
correct.
Which is so different than saying, I'm Max, I'm Chuck, I work for More Visibility, check out More Visibility. We still do that, but it's also saying, I'm Max, check out what my opinion is, what I'm posting.
Absolutely.
And thus now people begin to have that affinity to a user profile that wasn't there before.
Yep.
The affinity was to a company or a brand or a sports team.
Yep.
Now people start to follow these influencers. You know, the only influencers that I ever saw on LinkedIn 5 years ago was the, like, quote-unquote LinkedIn influencers who wrote articles and they got like a million views on them.
Exactly.
Now yep. I can follow someone who maybe gets, I don't know, 500 views, but they're just as insightful, and I never would have found them if that platform didn't begin to evolve. So
yeah.
I think the advertising value here is, number one, don't limit yourself on LinkedIn anymore, because if people are on there on the weekends, just as they are during work hours, mm-hmm. you can still capture those leads. And we've seen that on campaigns that we worked on together, where we come in Monday, we're like, hey, we got some leads this weekend from LinkedIn.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
And the other aspect of it, too, is as this shift continues to, you know, at least we think it likely will continue to go how it is, you begin to almost rethink or change or test new things in your advertising strategy, right? Your ads necessarily should still be business-focused, B2B, maybe even B2C, whatever you're doing on there. But now if people are more conditioned to be a little bit more creative and thought-provoking, you can now infuse that in your ads, and it's okay, right?
Chuck, are you saying there's a way to make B2B fun? Advertising, B2B advertising fun?
That is exactly what I'm saying.
I love that.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
I absolutely agree 100%. There's a way to engage people talking about business and making the ads resonate with them in a way that, you know, it's like more on a personal level. And that's something that LinkedIn is very good at it and is working like in a very good yeah. way so far.
Yeah, I agree. So a lot of going on, you know, with this platform, like I said, we've talked about LinkedIn in the past. We're going to talk about it again in the future, but it's just so important in today's advertising world, because I still highly believe when you're looking for ROI and you're trying to target specifically in that B2B arena, LinkedIn is what you need to look at. But mm-hmm. as LinkedIn shifts, you need to shift, you need to adapt, you need to be a chameleon with it.
Yep.
Or in 2020, you could find that all your year-over-year performance is down because maybe the LinkedIn platform has changed and you haven't. Max, before we depart today, any final tips on LinkedIn advertising that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
No, I think we touched on the main points. I like to say that I love LinkedIn. I love the direction they're going. I think there's a lot of opportunities there, again, to make advertising personal, even though it's a platform that historically has been considered more serious, if you will,
yeah.
quote unquote. And then something that's more like a business. This is to say, it can be business, but it can be fun, it can be
right.
personal, and I think that that could work very well, really, to get more conversions.
I agree. So if you're running LinkedIn campaigns and you're listening to this right now and you have a gut feeling that maybe you're not getting all you can out of your advertising strategy, maybe you're not getting that ROI you thought, here's what you need to do. You need to press pause on this podcast. You need to open up your mail, your Outlook, whatever you use, and you need to send an email to info@morevisibility.com and let us talk on how Max and his team can really influence the right strategy for what you're looking for, because trust us, it can be done. You just maybe need a little tweak, or maybe you need to build it from the ground up again. We
exactly.
don't know.
Yeah.
But if you're having that gut feeling, then you're probably right, and it's a powerful platform. Max, thanks so much for stopping by today.
Thank you, Chuck.